Anyway, this is our ministry, okay, as Christians. To go out into the highways and the byways, compel God's people to come in. Like I was sharing with this morning in Joshua chapter 1, it says that wherever our feet walk upon, we possess that land. So tonight, wherever you guys walk, just be assured that that territory belongs to you. No matter if anybody prays there or not, it belongs to you because your feet are going to walk upon it. Amen? And we're going to possess the land tonight. Got to have a vision before you come out here. I believe in God for at least 112 people to get saved tonight. The reason I said that is because, that'll make 300 for the weekend. I mean, that'll be, praise God, you guys were believing for 200 in a year. And you're believing for 1,500 in a year. So, glory to God, it's going to be good tonight. Just go over the tracks that we're going to use tonight. How we introduce ourselves to the people out in the street. I mean, the first time you talk to somebody, you feel kind of dumb walking up to a total stranger and say, excuse me, can I share some good news with you tonight? I'm just in Thousand Oaks telling people about the new birth, the good news. Have you ever heard about that? They say no. And I just say, well, what it is, it just tells you that you can know for sure that when your life ends, you're going to go to heaven. Isn't it good to know that? And yesterday, 188 people said, yeah, that's really good to know. So I say, the way you can know that, the Bible says all you have to do to know for sure you're going to heaven is to believe in Jesus, believe He died on the cross, and believe He rose again from the dead, and just say that belief with your mouth, and a miracle will take place inside of you called the new birth. Your spirit will be reborn tonight. I explain sometimes to people that they're a three-part being, depending on the Holy Ghost. I don't always tell people that, but sometimes I do. I just say, hey, we're a spirit, we live in a body, and we have a soul, which is our mind, our emotions, and our intellect. So anyway, I just tell them, your spirit, after this physical body dies, or your flesh dies, the spirit will live forever. And you have a choice, sir or ma'am, where you want that spirit to live, heaven or hell. I mean, you can tell them that. And it's a choice. You know, you make that choice. Some people say, well, doesn't the Bible say about predestination or whatever, Ephesians chapter 1, or... See, the devil knows the Bible too. But the Bible says that God gives us a choice. We have a choice to choose blessing or cursing, life or death. And we're just giving them an opportunity tonight to choose life. Doesn't matter. Bring their religion right into it. They might tell you, yesterday again, a lot of people said, I'm a Catholic. As soon as I said, my name's Nick, I'm out here in Thousand Oaks. Oh, I'm a Catholic. You don't even get to go through the whole thing, see? The devil knows what you're trying to do, so they know right away that it's something to do with God. I'm a Catholic, and I just say, oh, great, that's great that you're a Catholic. Just love them, see? Jesus loves the Catholic. Tell them the Catholic Church teaches you that Jesus is the Son of God, right? And that He died and rose again, yes? Well, could I just say a prayer with you just to make sure that you know you're going to heaven? You're going to just say a prayer with me what the Catholic Church taught you, and you believed. Isn't that easy? And yesterday again, Greg came up to me and said, boy, I used that Catholic thing, it worked like a charm. It works all the time. Now we have some Spanish salvation pieces of paper here we can take with us tonight. So the Spanish people can read that. They can understand what you're saying. Yesterday again, I talked to a couple guys, they said they didn't know any English. But they asked Jesus in their heart, and He came in. I just said, say this with me. No comprende, they said, or something. I just say, can you say Jesus? And then they said, Jesus. I say, come in. And they say, come in. I say, my heart. They say, my heart. I say, thank you. And they say, thank you. They said they don't know English. And they said everything I told them. Praise God. Don't let the devil rob your time tonight. Don't get out there to argue. Don't have religious people try to argue with you, because they might. They might try to rob your time tonight. But you'll know in your heart. The leader should know in his heart. No, I don't have time to argue with you. I love you and God bless you and everything else, but I got to go. I forgot to tell you today that yesterday we prayed with two Jewish people, about three or four Mormons. I mean, isn't that exciting? Jews and Mormons. I think we prayed with a Muslim. All in one day. See, it's the same Jesus. He loves every person, no matter what nationality or religion they are. He's not going to fail. I want to encourage you again about fear. If you have any fear at all right now, it's going to be gone by the time we walk out the door. I believe that. Because the Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Greater is He that's in you and I, brothers and sisters, than He that's in the world. Like a brother told me yesterday, they're afraid of us. That's right. They are. I know in Minneapolis, I didn't share this while I was out here, but I'll share it now. Greg and I were walking through, I don't know if you know where the IDS is downtown or whatever, but we were down in that area in Minneapolis, city center, I guess it was. And there was a couple guys ready to hop on an escalator. And I walked up to them and I said, "Hey, can I give you some good news?" And they both put their arms up like this. They thought we were going to bust them. See, they think you're cops out there. The devil lies to them like he lies to us. No, don't talk to those guys. It's an undercover agent. He might see if I'm selling drugs here. He's going to try to get me. And you walk up to him and you say, "No, I didn't come out here to put you in jail. I came out here to release you from jail." Because until they're born again, they're in bondage. They're in spiritual prison. And that's why Jesus made us to go out there and let them escape tonight. Escape the corruption that's in the world.